With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. As expected, the Texas State Senate has approved a new voting map. It likely means five new GOP-controlled seats in the House. All eyes are on Fed Chair Jerome Powell and the prospects of an interest rate cut.
Powell is leaving the door open ever so slightly to a cut, even with stubbornly high inflation and rising unemployment.
The shifting balance of risks may warrant adjusting our policy stance.
Speaking in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, Powell said inflation could be impacted by tariffs.
The effects of tariffs on consumer prices are now clearly visible. We expect those effects to accumulate over coming months with high uncertainty about both timing and amounts.
At the White House, President Trump says Powell should have done something about interest rates sooner.
He should have cut them a year ago. He's too late.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Wall Street rallied to its best day in months after the head of the Federal Reserve hinted that cuts to interest rates may be on the way. Now the S&P 500 leaped 1.5% yesterday for its first gain in 6 days and finished just shy of its all-time high set last week. Another major corporation has decided to get out of California and into Tennessee.
In-N-Out Burger decides to relocate the headquarters, as their owners just announced recently, to Tennessee, a state that we've talked about for many years at ALEC, a state that's moved up in rich states, poor states to number two, second best for economic outlook, while California's perennially in the bottom five.
Williams says Governor Gavin Newsom's choice to, well, with Bed Bath & Beyond, they won't be opening any stores in California.
The statement wasn't about politics. It was about reality for Bed Bath & Beyond becoming California so high cost, whether it's taxes or labor regulations or other costs of doing business. It's something that has now driven yet another employer out of the state.
Williams says that it all traces back to California's excessive spending. This is SRN News. A Florida ministry takes on dangerous video game platforms. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The Florida Faith Alliance is concerned about Roblox, Discord, and other sites where children go to play games and might wind up in contact with a sexual predator. The Alliance has begun a series of classes to help teach moms and dads what the dangers are and how to keep their kids safe. Founder Lynn Barletta says, quote, parents equipped with the right knowledge become the frontline defense against predators. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
It is very difficult to build a church in mostly Muslim Indonesia. A congregation in East Java had a construction project underway, but it has now been shut down by the government, despite having previously obtained all necessary permission. The church first obtained the land for the building in 1995. Indonesia boasts the largest Muslim population on earth, and while violence against Christians is not common, there's very little religious freedom. This is SRN News. Former Florida House Speaker Paul Rainier says facilities like the now famous Alligator Alcatraz are helping to prevent overcrowding at the state's county jails.
It means that people that are in the pipeline to be deported go one place, and people that are ordinary street criminals or committing crimes in our local counties go to the county jail to be held until they see trial.
Renner says some might see Alligator Alcatraz as controversial, but the fact that it's been such a success to the state, it's planning to build even more facilities.
We just opened up another facility in the Panhandle, and I suspect that we'll also have a third facility at some point. There's been discussion about Camp Blanding, which is near me, more in the center part of the state, north central part of the state, which is a National Guard base, so it's already got all the protections and fences and things like that.
Renner spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. More details at srnnews.com.